This pilgrimage is really a pilgrimage of petition to Knock on the 25th of March in honour of the Feast of the Annunciation. The Marian Movement of Mothers wrote to Archbishop Sean Brady, the Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, earlier this year, expressing our concern about, you know, the worries that people, genuine worries that people have for their families. We see a dramatic rise in suicide, road deaths, violent crime, including murder, now paedophile rings and so many other seen and unseen dangers for our children. And we're very concerned for their both their physical and indeed their moral well-being. And we wrote to Archbishop Brady expressing our concerns to him. And
what was his response?
Well, he had a very generous response to us, understanding our situation and the difficulty, I suppose, in raising families in today's situation. But he did, although he couldn't be at Knock himself on that day, he prayed God's choicest blessings on us. We told him we wanted to consecrate our families, our children, our country to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because despite the best human efforts of all concerned who are trying to stymie, I suppose, the rise in all the tragedies that we're talking about, even the best efforts of those does not seem to be having a major impact. We hear every day now about murder and the increase in drug abuse, and we're listed high in Europe on all these ladder of statistics. So therefore, you know, we do what the church has always done in times of great time of stress or worry, is that we turn to prayer. We turn particularly to Our Lady, who's always there as a mother to intercede for us. And we basically want to consecrate our country, our families, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, knowing that when we do that, you know, we will draw down great spiritual benefits and protection from heaven on our families. And once we dedicate our children to the Blessed Mother, she then takes them as her own and looks after them.
But do you think it'll make a discernible difference in people's lives?
Well, you know, faith is such that we pray asking God to look after us, to protect us. It's a two-way thing, really. We pray and God sees the intentions of our prayer and blesses us. And he says, you know, if you ask me for bread, I will not give you a stone. We're asking for protection for our families. Anything we ask of God that is within God's will be granted. And will it make a difference? Of course it will. We will never see the difference, you know, in the physical way, but we have to trust and believe that it will make a difference. And I think really what we need, you know, is not a change of policy. We need a change of heart, a change of heart that when somebody steps into a car, they will become mindful of the tragedies that happen to other people. When the drug dealers, that they will become mindful of the damage that they're doing. That's actually an interior conversion is what we need. And I think we all need that to look around us as well and see how we can change. And I think the first step in acknowledging what's wrong is that it's within ourselves, first of all, to reach out to pray for our families, to intercede for them, and then to see how we can respond, how we can act to change the lives of the people around us. And, you know, we mustn't start waiting for other people to change. We do it ourselves first. And I actually think that the pilgrimage to Knock is, yes, very much a physical pilgrimage for the people who are going there, but it can become a pilgrimage of hearts right around the country for people who place their families at the centre and say, you know, we are praying for the protection of our children. We want to draw down God's blessing upon them. There are mothers out there and fathers too who worry about their young people going out at night. You know, will they make it back safe? It's in the heart of everybody. It's in the heart of parents about their young children with paedophile rings in operation, with so many dangers out there, the internet being such a brilliant facility for educational purposes, but yet on the other side of it, it can cause such devastation. And we need to draw down spiritual protection on our children, and that's guaranteed to us in the prayer of consecration.